If you would, take your Bible and find 1 John chapter number 4. 1 John chapter number 4. Boy, I enjoyed that singing, Brother Todd. That's a blessing. I'm glad my Redeemer is faithful and true. I wish I could say I'm glad I'm faithful. I wish I could say I'm glad I'm faithful and true. I can't say that for myself, but I can say that for one who does it for me. He's faithful when I'm not. He's true when I'm not. He's right when I'm wrong. Amen. Thank God I have a Savior who's faithful and true. This morning in 1 John chapter number 4, I want to read some verses. Keep your Bible open to 1 John. I want us to look at verse number 7. A man made a statement to me several times this week, and the Lord just kind of birthed this message from the statement this man made to me. In 1 John chapter 4, look with me at verse number 7. The Bible said, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. And he that loveth not knoweth not God, for," say it with me, "God is love." It's not something that he does. It's not something that he says. It's something that he is. His essence is love. Now, does God have an angry side? Yes. His love is matched only by his wrath. Amen. But God is love, his essence. He's not just something he does, it's something that he is. This pulpit is made, it's a pulpit, but its essence is wood. It's made up of wood. Amen. And if you looked at God, his essence is love. He said, "For God is love." For God is love. In verse number 9, he said, "In this was manifest the love of God." Now here's where it gets good. Toward us. Because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. Herein is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so love us, we ought also to love one another. He said, "No man hath seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and his love is perfected in us." I want to talk to you just for a few minutes about the love of God this morning. In our services this week, there was nothing there but men and some of their teenage sons. There was nobody there below a teenager, but it was all guys. And we opened every service with the same hymn, "How Great the Father's Love." How great the Father's love. And there's this old guy. We didn't plan it this way, but he wound up sitting beside me, Brother Freddie, in every service. Not to say anything derogatory toward him, but looking at him, you could tell he had a rough background. You could tell. I think everybody in Philly had a rough background. Amen. You was either part of the mob or you was getting beat every day, something of that nature. But you could tell he probably had a rough background. He looked a lot older than probably he was. His arms were covered in tattoos, and I've learned over the years there's two different kind of tattoos. There's the kind you get at the tattoo parlor. And there's the kind that are just made out of that dark green ink. Anybody know what I'm talking about? That's the kind you get in jail, amen? And I could tell just from looking at the old boy that he'd probably done some time. In the very first service, we're sitting next to each other, and they put the words up on the screen, and we begin to sing, "How Great the Father's Love." And that old guy, this rough-looking guy, I'm talking about, you wouldn't want to mess with him. You could tell he was probably a pretty bad dude. But I leaned over to say something to him, and when I turned my head to look at him, Brother Freddie, there's big old tears rolling down his face. And he finally looked at me. I said, "Man, that's one of my favorite songs." He said, "Mine too." He said, "You know what?" He said, "I just can't believe God loves me. I just can't believe God loves me." We shouted about that for a little bit. Next service. By the way, we had 7 services in 3 days. I'm about preached out. Next service, same song, same guy. I look over, same tears. He looks at me and says the same thing. Man, I can't believe God loved me. I can't believe God loves me. You know, he didn't get over that after the first service. Came in for the third service. Same song, same guy, same tears, same statement. Man, I can't believe God loves me. Every service we sang that song and that man made that statement to me. Man, I can't believe God loves somebody like me. We got to talking at lunch one day, and I said, man, you just can't get over how God loves you, can you? He said, no, sir, I can't. He said, you don't understand, preacher. I wasn't always a Christian. I said, me neither, son. I'm with you. I understand where you're coming from. He said, you know what I thought? He said, I thought God only loved church people. I thought God only loved church people. Let me clarify something to you. Church people are just dressed up wicked people. Amen. Y'all all right? Yes, some of you too high up. Some of you need to come down a notch or two. Some of you just a sinner with a nice dress on. Some of you just a sinner with a nice tie on. With these stinking pink decorations, I might ought to wear a dress this morning. That's for a wedding, okay? It's gone when the wedding's over. Just had to throw that in, amen? Sometimes people like this fella come to church and they feel like they don't fit in.
Yeah, come on. Yes, sir.
Me and him talked about this at great length. He said, I remember when I first came to church and I felt like, oh, everybody's looking at me. I don't fit in with this crowd. I'm a convict. I've been in jail. I've done hard time. I've committed all these crimes. Man, I don't fit in this place. And you know what he said? He said, I came by the church one day and the preacher was out at the church. He said, and he had on a short sleeve shirt. He said, I got to talking to the preacher and he said, I noticed, man, that preacher got tattooed. He said, and it dawned on me, underneath the suit, back behind the tie, woo, back behind that big King James Bible, back behind that big church membership, back behind that pastor before his name. Hey, it's just another sinner saved by grace. It's just another hell-deserving sinner who fell head over heels into the love of God. Amen. Somebody this morning needs to know God loves you. God loves you. Let me just say it again. God loves you. And you know what? He doesn't love you better than he loves me. And he doesn't love me better than he loves you. It doesn't matter where you come from or what your background is, where you've been or what you've done. God loves you this morning. The book of John is written. It's got several reasons. I want to mention several reasons that the book of John is written. In 1 John chapter number 1 and verse number 4, we find out the book of John is written that our joy might be full, that we might be full of joy. Do you know what'll make you full of joy? The love of God. The love of God. Man, you get full of the love of God, it's hard to be mad. It's hard to be angry. It's hard to go around with those sour puss attitude. The love of God will make you love people. Amen. Let me just say it again. He said that your joy might be full. You get full of the love of God, you'll love your wife like you ought to. You get full of the love of God, you'll love your husband like you ought to. If anybody listening to me this morning, you'll love your little children like you ought to if you got the love of God in your heart. Amen. Don't come sit in my office, talk to me about divorce, and then tell me how you love God. You're a liar. Let me just get real flat-footed and square-shouldered. You a liar.
Amen.
You get your heart full of the love of God, it'll fix all that garbage.
Amen.
Amen. He wrote the book that our joy might be full. He wrote the book in 1 John chapter number 2 and verse number 1 that we might not sin against God. Yeah. You know what the love of God will do? It'll cause you to want to do right. Yes, sir. Amen. It'll cause you to want to do right. Do you know why I've never cheated on my wife? Because I love her. Amen. Is that all right? Yeah. I have the love of Angie in my heart. I'm faithful to my wife because I love her. My wife's faithful to me because she loves me. You're faithful to one another because you love each other. Is that right? You hadn't got another reason that you're faithful. That's not the only thing keeping you right. Amen? That comes off as easy as it goes on. But even without this, I'm still faithful to my wife because I love her. Somebody said, man, I'm having a hard time living for God. Fall in love with Him.
That's right.
And you'll fall in love with Him when you realize how much He loves you.
Amen.
It's hard not to love somebody who loves you so much.
Right.
Amen. Have you ever had a dog that got on your nerves, wouldn't get out from under your feet? Every time you turn around, you trip over it. I had a Labrador Retriever. I loved that dog with all my heart. But every time I turned around, I'd walk through the garage, it'd trip you, you'd fall on your face. That dog knocked me down, not on purpose, but because it wanted to be where I was. I kicked that dog. I shouldn't say this, I'm on the radio. PETA will be out here time we're done. I kicked that dog. I called that dog every name in the book, but everywhere I went, that dog was right there. I mean, I would kick the dog in the head. 5 minutes later, I'd feel so bad because I'd kick the dog in the head and I'd turn around and there it was.
Yeah.
You couldn't help but love that sucker. Somebody loved you that much and put up with that much. Hey, I ain't never kicked the Lord in the head, but I probably kicked Him in the heart a time or two. I probably hurt His feelings and broke His heart. I've let Him down over and over and over and over. But every time I turn around, Brother Todd, there He is.
Yeah.
I can't escape the love of God. It's everywhere I go. Amen. I can't be bad enough for Him to not love me. He wrote the book that our joy might be full, that we might not sin against Him. He wrote the book in 1 John chapter 5 in verse number 13 that we might know we have eternal life. John said, these things have I written that you may know that you have eternal life. Somebody said, well, I don't believe you can know that you're saved. Well, you don't know the Bible. Or you don't believe the Bible.
Right.
Amen. You can know. You can leave here. Hey, I didn't say you'd leave here perfect.
Right.
If you come in ugly, you're going out ugly.
Amen.
You come in fat, you're going fat. You come in short, you're going short. Y'all listen to me.
Yeah.
You come in old, there's not a fountain of youth. Amen. You're going to leave old. You come in bald.
Yes.
You're going to leave bald. But if you come in lost, you can sure leave saved. If you come in without the love of God, but in essence, you didn't come in without it. God loves you whether you realize it or not. But you can leave here knowing it today. Amen. You can come in every which way in the world and leave just like you came. But if you come in lost, you can sure leave different. Amen. You can go out of here saved. He wrote the book that we might know we have eternal life. In 1 John chapter 4 and verse number 11, He wrote the book, we just read it, that we might love one another. You know how I knew I got saved? The Bible said we know we passed from death unto life because we love the brethren. I grew up in church all my life. I could name you every hypocrite in the place. If you got about 45 minutes, I'll name you all the hypocrites you're sitting with in here. And we'll start at the pulpit and stop when we get to the back of the balcony. You need to understand, you ain't with a bunch of self-righteous people this morning. You hanging out this morning with a bunch of people that knows they ought to be in hell. Amen. Remember what I said? Remember what I said? Church, the only difference between church people and lost people? Church people just dressed up lost people or wicked people.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
We're just, somebody said, oh, I don't know if I could ever live like you. Oh, yeah, you can.
Yeah.
It don't take much to be as good as I am.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen.
Right.
It's okay to be honest. Man, I got saved. Man, there's people at that church, I despised them. Because I knew they didn't always act like they did on Sunday morning. I knew they didn't always talk like they did when they stood up and testified in church. But man, I got saved on a Friday night. I went to church Sunday morning. I sat down in church. I didn't plan on this happening, but old guy stood up in the amen corner and started testifying. And man, tears started running down my face. And I poked Sister Angie. I said, I love that old guy. That's so. She didn't know anybody. I said, that's old brother so-and-so. I love him. I never said that in my life. I never said that in my life. Somebody else got to shouting a little bit, and I said, that's old so-and-so. I love that guy. What caused me to love other people? God loving me. Amen. God loving me. I want to read you a couple of stanzas from a song, The Love of God. It's in that church hymnal on page 220. The old songwriter said, the love of God is greater far than tongue or pen can ever tell. It goes beyond the highest star and reaches to the lowest hell. The guilty pair bowed down with care, God gave his son to win. His erring child he reconciled and pardoned from his sin. Could we with ink the ocean fill, and were the skies of parchment made, were every stalk on earth a quill and every man a scribe by trade, to write the love of God below would drain the ocean dry, nor could the scroll contain the whole, though stretched from sky to sky. O love of God, how rich and pure, how measureless and strong, it shall forevermore endure the saints and angels' song. Did I tell you this morning, God loves you. God loves you. Amen. God loves you. This book of 1 John tells us about a great God who has a great love for great sinners. Let me say it again. This book tells us about a great God who has a great love for great sinners. Somebody said, well, I don't know if I'm a sinner or not. Well, just let me clarify that for you. You're not just a sinner, you're a great sinner. Amen. Amen. You're a great sinner, and it takes a great love to cover all that great sin. Amen. The Bible said, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Everybody, for the wages of sin is death. You die without him, you'll burn in hell. We all right this morning? Why? Because of our sin, because of our transgression against God. Somebody said, well, I'm not a sinner. You ever lied? You won't find many people that don't believe in the Ten Commandments. You know what the Ten Commandments are? They're God's law. How many of you ain't? I'm glad I'm back in the South and y'all understand English. Man, them Philadelphia people, they got a whole nother language. I've preached all over Pennsylvania. They don't talk like nobody else in Pennsylvania. I mean, them folks got theirs, they're strange. I preach and they're going, huh? They didn't understand much of what I said. And the feeling was mutual. Where was I at? Ain't. I saw it's gone. God loves you. It'll come back in a minute. Yeah, the Ten Commandments, they ain't hardly anybody. Won't admit they believe in the Ten Commandments. Amen? Yeah. How many of you ain't, there we go, ever lied? Raise your hand. And if you stick that hand up, you lying right now. I'd pity the fool to raise their hand and say, I've never lied. Every one of if that's for me, I'm not here.
Yeah, come on.
Oh, yeah. Amen. Y'all all right? Yeah. I remember Jared Dyer when he was a little bitty fella. Old brother D had a Jeep for sale. D ain't here this morning. We can talk about him big time. His daughter's here. You tell it. Old D had a Jeep for sale, and that thing sitting out in the front yard, and old Jared was his daddy's shadow. He went everywhere daddy went, and D's trying to sell this Jeep to this guy on the side of the road, and then the old guy said, how does it run? And D said, runs pretty good. He said, well, what kind of shape's it in? He said, man, ain't nothing wrong with this thing. Old Jared pipes up and said, daddy, you told me this is a piece of junk. Hey, amen. Jared was happy. Every one of us has lied. What I'm saying, we've all broke God's rules. Every one of us. Amen. Whether you've lied or robbed a liquor store, you're a sinner. Amen. And I'm glad God loves old sinners. A great God with a great love who loves great sinners. I'm not here this morning because I'm good. I'm not going to heaven this morning because I'm good. I'm going to heaven this morning because God loves me and I accepted His love. I'm not going to heaven because I've been in a baptismal pool.
That's right.
If all you've been is baptized, you'll go to hell wet.
Amen.
Amen. There is no salvation outside the love of God. The love of God ain't in that water.
Amen.
The love of God was in the blood that Jesus shed at Calvary. That's where the love is.
Right.
For what can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. I'm not going to heaven when I die because my name's on the roll of this church. I'm not going to heaven when I die because my name's on the sign out front. I'm going to heaven when I die because my name is written in a book in heaven. Amen? And it's because He loved me. And let me just tell you, if He loved me, He'll love anybody. Amen. If He'll love ex-drug dealers, like Jason Crow, if He'll love convicts like Joe Kelly, He'll love anybody.
Yeah.
Are y'all listening? He will love anybody. Amen. Every section, every pew of this church full of wicked sinners.
Amen.
If you knew what some of the people had done sitting on your row, you'd get up and move.
That's right, preacher. Amen.
I'm so sick of self-righteous people.
Amen.
Looking down their nose, thinking they better than somebody else. Because they drove something nicer up in the parking lot. Because they got a nicer set of threads on their back. Hey, God loves an old hillbilly in overall, just like He loves a man in a three-piece suit. God loves a poor man, just like He loves a rich man. God loves a black man, just like He loves a white man. He loves a yellow man, just like He loves a brown man. Amen. I about and got in trouble with one of my sayings up yonder. I was preaching that message on walking circumspectly, and I tell that deer hunting story. And I said, my motto is, if it's brown, it's down. Preacher said, I think about 7-8 of them men done had the knife out. I had to come back the next service and clarify. I'm talking about deer, men. I ain't talking about Mexicans or Puerto Ricans. Amen. I thought they was going to get me. I said, amen. I'm telling you. It doesn't matter who you are, where you come from, what color your skin is. God loves you.
That's right.
Amen. It amazes me how some people can claim the love of God and sing, oh, how I love Jesus, but refuse to sit in a building with somebody the opposite color of them.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
There's a word for you. Bigot. Racist. Oh, bless God, I'm from the South. Take that rebel flag and cram it in your ear if that's what it means to you.
Amen, preacher, you're right.
Yeah. Boy, I ain't winning no votes this morning.
Amen.
Amen. If you a racist, I hope when you get to heaven,
come on.
Your mansion is in the black neighborhood.
Amen, preacher.
Yeah. Amen. God said, I got a special place for you. You're going to live in the hood, brother. Amen. Are y'all all right?
Amen.
Somebody y'all swallow, like do this. It'll go down. I can't believe that preacher's talking like that. I can't believe somebody else won't. Let me say it again. I can't believe somebody else won't.
Amen, preacher.
Well, I've got some of you hot just talking about the rebel flag. I ain't got nothing against the stars and bars.
Yeah.
It's what it means to you.
Yeah, you're right.
It's our state flag.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean I hate people that don't look like me.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
Don't tell me you love God. And you can't handle coming to a church where they bring little bus kids.
Yeah. Come on, preacher. Come on, preacher.
That ain't got no daddy.
Yeah.
Whose mama's in jail. I was having a little altercation out here with one of our teenage girls off the bus one day. And she's letting me have it, brother. She called me everything but a white man.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We is going at it. I was fussing at her. I wasn't cussing her, though. I was fussing at her, though. And she said, my daddy will come up here and stomp you. And her brother piped up, and he said, your daddy in jail. You know what happened right then? All of a sudden, I wasn't near as mad at her.
You're right.
Y'all all right?
Yeah.
Tell me how much you love God and you don't love people. And you don't love sinners. Somebody asked me one day, and it's about somebody in their church, and they're sitting here this morning. He said, "You really let so-and-so come to your church?" Let. I'm grateful. I'm honored. I'm thrilled to death that they got a place they can come and don't feel like everybody in the place is judging them. Look, I ain't even got to the message this morning. Maybe I'll preach it tonight. I'm glad they got a place. I'm glad there's a place where a little bus kid doesn't feel embarrassed or ashamed or timid or shy about busting in the preacher's office on Sunday morning and said, "Hey, preacher man, you got some candy?"
Amen, preacher.
I'm glad he don't have to worry about that. I'm glad that little bus kid doesn't have to worry about coming in my office and saying, "Hey, let me have this, let me have that, let me wear that Georgia Bulldog helmet." I'm glad they got a place. Somebody said, "Oh, you just think you all that because you love people." No, I wasn't always that way. It's because of what I'm talking to you about this morning, about the love of God. Let me try and describe it. I can't, but I'll do the best I can. I don't have the vernacular. There ain't enough words in the dictionary. I like that song. There's not enough notes in the music to write you a song about it. There's not enough words in the dictionary to explain it to you. There's not enough words in a sermon to preach it to you. But I'm telling you, the love of God is real, friend.
Yes, sir.
And it's available to you. Let me just tell you a little bit about it. It's unspeakable. It's unspeakable. Katie, my little Katie. I'm about to change my mind about this giving away stuff. I'm glad you had a bridal shower and we've got new dishes at the house, but I think I'll just keep her, amen? That's her baby. Katie sucked her thumb most of her life. She is a little bitty thing. We called her Thumbelina. She never called me Daddy. She called me Diddy, D-E-D-D-Y. She still spells it that way. But when she was a baby, she'd pull that thumb out of her mouth. She'd say, "I love you, Daddy." Well, I'd do something. I'd do something. I'd say, "I love you more." Nuh-uh. I'd say, "How much you love me?" "Big as the sky." She'd do her little hands like this, and she'd say, "Big as the sky." You know what she's trying to do? She's trying to tell her daddy how much she loved him. And to describe her love, the only way she could describe it was the biggest thing she knew, and that was the sky. But to describe God's love for you, that's the biggest thing I know, but I got to say, He loves you bigger than the sky. I can't tell you how much He loves you, but I'll sure tell you that He loves you. Man, no matter how much I love you, no matter how much Katie loves her daddy, no matter how much we love each other, we're apt to do one another wrong. God loves you so much He'll never hurt you. He'll never lead you in a wrong direction. He'll never break your heart. Are y'all listening to me this morning? I said His love is indescribable. Somebody said, "I'm going to write a book on the love of God." Good luck, friend. We've already got the greatest book ever written about it. Amen. And even it says it's indescribable. Not only is it indescribable according to 1 John chapter 4 and verse number 19, but according to Jeremiah 31 verse number 3, it's unending. It's not just indescribable, it's unending. Brother Atkins, I don't know how many years you pastored, 40, 50 years, 700, 800, long time. I don't know how many times, if you put me and him together and we had a dollar for every time we've heard, "Well, we just don't love each other anymore," we'd be rich men. We could retire in Tahiti. Amen. That'd be good, wouldn't it? I've had people come in my office and say, "We're getting a divorce. Why? I just don't love him anymore." That's an ending love. That's an ending love. If you can love somebody one day and not love them the next, I don't think you love them the one day. You might have been sexually infatuated.
Yeah, come on.
There might have been a physical attraction.
Yes, sir.
But if you love somebody, you'll always love them.
Amen.
Amen. And God's love's that way. God loved you before you ever got here.
Yeah.
Amen. You know what? God loved me when I was taking His name in vain.
Yeah. Amen.
It's unending. It's unending. Every time I go to the jails to visit somebody, do you know who I always see? Most common visitor at a jail. Somebody tell me who it is. Brother, list these jailbirds, they know. Mama. You'll watch your mamas sitting with that telephone, looking through that glass to that boy who has stole everything she owned and sold it to buy methamphetamine. Y'all listening? Stole her TV, stole her car, stole money out of her pocketbook, sold her prescription medicine, and watch her put that little hand on that window. And that boy put his hand up to hers and hear her cry and say, I love you, son. I love you, son. You know what that is? That's a picture of God's love. She don't love him because. She just loves him. Even though he stole her stuff. Even though he shamed her name. Her love was unending. I didn't used to love you. I do love you. God loved you when you was taking his name in vain. God loved you when you was out there partying, having a good time. God loved you, men, when you was a whoring around. Y'all listen to me. Some people just can't stand saying it plain, can you? Amen. God loved you. God loved you when you was out there surfing the porn. God loved you when you was into all the mess that you was in. I'm telling you, he never has stopped loving you. Somebody said, preacher, you let somebody come back to church after all they did? Yeah, why? Because God still loves them. And if God still loves them, I got to still love them. Amen. His love is unspeakable. His love is unending. I like this. Romans chapter 2, his love is unselfish. His unselfish. It asks for nothing in return. His love asks for nothing in return. God doesn't say, I'll love you if you'll go to church and be good. I don't go to church because he loves me. I come to church because I love him. And I love him because he loves me. Are y'all all right? God's love is unconditional. God didn't say, if you'll preach, I'll love you. God didn't say, if you'll quit dressing like you dress and cut your hair, and if you'll do this and quit cussing, quit smoking, quit drinking, quit all the things you do, if you'll quit all that, I'll love you. No, God said, I love you regardless. And you know what? It's that love that makes me want to quit smoking, quit drinking, quit cussing.
Yeah.
Amen. Somebody said, I just don't know about this Christianity. Too many rules. Ain't no rule. Just the law of God. That's just God's rules. Like that, you know, their rules, whether you lost or saved. Amen. I'm not in here trying to keep a bunch of rules. I'm not in here trying to enforce a bunch of rules. Somebody wrote on the internet, apparently they've never been here. And I'd give anything if they're listening on the radio this morning. God bless them, I guarantee you they ain't. You write stuff like that on the internet, you ain't listening to a gospel station. They said, oh, I don't go to Happy Valley. They won't let anybody in blue jeans. Another guy responded and said, yeah, you're right. I went there one time and they told me I couldn't come back because I had a tattoo. I'd like to strip off about half these men in here. It came out wrong. It's the pink curtains, amen. Time for the altar call. It'd blow your mind. Blow your mind. How many people in here, you take a shirt off, they look like a coloring book.
Yeah, right.
And that ain't just the men. Go write whatever you want on the internet. It don't change who's sitting in here.
That's right.
His love is unselfish. He don't love me because. He just loves me. Amen. I'm not trying to make you feel better about yourself. I'm trying to make you love him. I'm trying to help you realize he loves you. Right smack dab in the middle of where you are. Amen. His love is unspeakable. His love is unending. His love is unselfish. His love is unmerited. His love is unmerited. I didn't do one thing to deserve it. I didn't do one thing to earn it. Amen. Do y'all understand? Marilyn Manson is still on death row, I reckon. Is he? I guess that's one of the worst murderers I can think of. Who'd I say? He ought to be too.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Charles Manson. There you go. He loves Marilyn Manson too. But you know, I'm just trying to think of the worst offender in the prison this morning. Jeffrey Dahmer. He eat people. And God loved him just as much as he loved you.
Right.
Do you understand that? Well, I just don't believe that. You don't believe the Bible?
Yeah, come on.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son.
Amen.
Whosoever believeth in him never perish but have everlasting life. His love is unmerited. Ain't nothing you can do to deserve God's love. Amen. Where I just came from, they're taught from a child. If you'll take communion, keep the sacraments and all this stuff, God might forgive you. You might get to go to heaven when you die. I asked a priest with a collar, shirt on backwards in the airport one day. I was feeling cocky and full of myself. He was sitting on at the edge of the walkway. There was a bar there. Had a mixed drink in his hand. I stopped him. I said, sir, are you a father? He said, yeah, I'm a priest, son. Yes, I am. I said, good, man. I've been looking for you. He said, how can I help you? I said, can you tell me how to get to heaven? Can you tell me how to go to heaven when I die? You'd have thought I asked him for $1 million. He started stubborn. I said, yeah, but I've just heard so many things. Can you really know? If you die, you're going to heaven? Oh, buddy, he was just a stumbling. He didn't know what to say.
Right.
Finally, he figured out. It about made him mad. I said, can I tell you that? Are you listening? It's unmerited. You can't earn it. You can't work for it. If you could earn it, why did Jesus die?
Amen.
Amen. Not only is his love undescribable, not only is his love unending, not only is his love unselfish and unmerited, but I like this. It's unconditional. It's unconditional. I've got a son back there who I love with all my heart. And he's not just my son. He's probably, he is my best friend. I love spending time with him. I love hanging out with him. And he's a good boy. If you're listening to me, if you're listening to Corey, you might get a different story. But he is a good boy. But, you know, I don't love my son because he's a good boy. I don't love him because he sings and writes gospel songs. I don't love him because he went to Bible college. I don't love him because he's a good preacher. I love him just because he's my boy.
Yeah.
No other reason. I loved him before he could talk.
Right.
I loved him before he could walk. I loved him before I ever knew what he might do when he grew up. And God loved you before you ever proved what you could do when you grew up. God loved you before he saved you. God loved you then, God loves you now, and God will love you forever.
Amen.
It's unconditional. You cannot make him stop loving you.
Right.
Amen. I thought I could make him stop wanting me to preach when God called me to preach. I really did. I had that in my mind. Lord, you don't want me to preach, I'll show you. I really did. He didn't change. He didn't change. Peter thought he could get out from under it. He said, I don't know him. Again, they came and said, man, you look like and sound like one of them disciples. I don't know him. They come again and said, man, your speech betrayeth you. He probably said amen or called somebody brother. I don't know. Might have said hallelujah. Hey. You ever catch yourself doing that, talking to people out in public? Amen, brother. Yeah, I do it all the time. They said, your speech betrayeth you. You know what he did? He set in to cuss it so he wouldn't sound like a Christian.
Right.
After Jesus resurrected, first person he wanted to talk to
Amen. Was
Simon Peter.
Amen.
He said, Peter, do you love me? Lord, you know I love you. Peter, do you love me? Three times he asked him. Three times he denied him. You know what Peter found out? He couldn't get away from it.
Right.
It was unconditional. God didn't love him because Peter stood up for him in the garden. God didn't love him because he got out of the boat one day and walked on water with him. God loved him just because he loved him. Amen. The description of his love. I would like to give you the demonstration of his love, but I'm going to stop right there. Let's stand our feet together. I want you to understand something this morning. It's unspeakable, undescribable, but you can have it. It's unending, and it's yours. It's unselfish, and you can take part of it this morning. It's unmerited. You can't earn it, but it's already yours if you'll receive it. It's unconditional. No matter what you do, no matter where you've been, there's some of you members of this church. You've done things this week, said things this week, thought things this week. You may feel like God's done with you, but he's not. He loves you regardless. Let's bow our heads this morning. Nobody looking around. I'm going to get Brother Todd to sing a verse in just a minute. I can't get over that fella sitting beside me and saying, man, I can't believe God loves me. I can't believe God loves me. I got to stand right beside him and say, I can't believe he loves me either. I cannot believe he loves me. Maybe there's somebody here this morning. You've never accepted the love of God in your heart. You don't know Christ as your Savior. You're not sure that if you died today, heaven would be your home. I wouldn't come to you. I wouldn't embarrass you for nothing. But I sure would like to pray for you this morning. So, Brother Eddie, please remember me when you pray. I'm not sure that if I died right now, heaven would be my home. Just pray for me, would you? Would you just slip up your hand? Put it right back down. God bless your heart, sir. Anybody else? Preacher, remember me. I'm not sure that I'm saved. Please pray for me. Anybody else? How about this morning? Preacher, I know I'm saved. Ain't no doubt in my mind. But man, I need to get a grip on how much God loves me. And I need to try harder to love him back. How about that this morning? Lord, be ever a hand in the building. Amen. Let's pray together. Father, as we come to you this morning in Jesus' name. Lord, Father, we thank you for a good day. Lord, thank you for a beautiful day. It sure is nice outside. Thank you for the sunshine. Lord, thank you for the men, the young men that were saved in Philadelphia this week, God. Thank you that they realized how much you love them. And God, they got in on it, and I'm so glad they did. Thank you for those that are here today, Lord, who have heard the message about your great love. Father, I pray they had accepted in their hearts today. Help us who do know you, who do know your love. Help us to love you more, God, and to live better for you and to do more for you. God, you saw the hands of those who are not sure about their soul. Help them this morning, God. Lord, let them know how much you love them. Save them, God, before it's too late. Have your way in this altar call. Father, we'll thank you and praise you, for it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.